For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Strong language from both sides over President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy, which has separated nearly 2,000 migrant children from their families at the border. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, tells NBC's Meet the Press the White House is forcing families apart to try to force Democrats to agree to problematic legislation.
They're using the grief, the tears, the pain of these kids as mortar to build their wall.
But former White House strategist Steve Bannon tells ABC's This Week,
this is a law, okay? The president is enforcing a zero-tolerance policy. We've got to get security on the southern border. He has not been given his wall, and I believe he's going to enforce this policy.
President Trump has been blaming Democrats for the policy that his Justice Department began enforcing last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Trump legal team now wants an investigation into the Russia probe. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani was back on the Sunday talk shows insisting
President of the United States did nothing wrong. He was not involved with Russians. They can investigate from here to, you know, to Timbuktu, and they're not going to find a darn thing.
That was on Face the Nation. On CNN's State of the Union, he went a big step further.
I believe that the Mueller investigation should be investigated.
His reason being,
remember, you got a bunch of odd things that led to the appointment of Bob.
Bob being Bob Mueller, his appointment a direct result of President Trump's firing of then FBI Director James Comey. 22 people were injured and 4 of them critically when 2 suspects opened fire at a crowded art festival in Trenton, New Jersey. Trenton Mayor Eric Jackson.
This isn't just a random act of violence. This is a public health issue. We are working cooperatively and collaboratively to end this violence here in the city of Trenton.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A Senate Republican and a liberal late-night talk show host settled their differences on the basketball court for charity. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Last week, after the game had been scheduled between Jimmy Kimmel and Senator Ted Cruz for Saturday, Kimmel said on his late-night show,
I guess he misses being humiliated by other men since he stopped running for president.
But when the game was over, the joke was on Kimmel, as Senator Cruz ended up winning 11-9. The two men decided that they'd both give $5,000 to charity after the game, the senator giving his money to the poverty-fighting Generation One Texas charity, and Kimmel is donating $5,000 to the Texas Children's Hospital. The game was held at Texas Southern University in Houston. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A big upset in the world of golf at the U.S. Open. Some are calling it the Mickelson meltdown. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Golfer Phil Mickelson intentionally hit a moving putt on the 13th green Saturday, then asked the USGA to explain the ruling after hearing suggestions he should be disqualified from the U.S. Open. His bogey putt from above the hole ran by the cup and was headed down a slope when he trotted over and swatted it back toward the hole with the ball still in motion. He was assessed a 2-stroke penalty, scored a 10 on the hole, the highest number anyone has managed in this tournament, and wound up shooting 81, 1-stroke out of first place. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News,